Despite their accomplishments, some of the most intriguing members of Rochester's African-American community over the last 200 years have names that are not recognized by many people today. A new book highlighting their stories takes readers through Mount Hope Cemetery, where these historic figures are laid to rest. WXXI's Beth Adams reports.
On a winter morning, it's peaceful in Mount Hope Cemetery. A blanket of snow covers the ground, and a few people are walking their dogs. The carillon bells at the University of Rochester play their comforting song. Thousands of years ago, glaciers carved the ridges and hills that snake through Mount Hope, like the triumphs and hardships of those who are buried here, shaped Rochester's history in so many ways.
There are over 300,000 people here, and I tell people there's over 300,000 stories. Look at the gravestone that says gone and not forgotten, but the truth is it's gone and soon forgotten for most people. And that's sad.
That's Marilyn Nolte, co-author of Beyond These Gates, Mountains of Hope in Rochester's African-American History. The book is an attempt to ensure that Rochester residents who escaped slavery, fought in wars, and broke down barriers are not only remembered, but serve as an inspiration. Charles Lunsford, for instance. He was Rochester's first licensed African-American physician. He started a medical practice here in the 1920s.
He had graduated first, top in his medical school from Howard University, but here they blocked him from being able to practice his medicine with patients in the hospital.
That's Carolyn Blount. She researched many of the stories featured in the book. She says Lunsford persisted in the face of discrimination. He challenged the American Red Cross's racist policy that prohibited black people from donating blood. He recruited a group of light-skinned African Americans who passed for white to make donations.
The doctors and professionals like that and the clergy people, they were self-employed. So you didn't have that fear of, oh, I might get fired from my job if I speak up. So that's what gave them the freedom to be the activists that they were.
Mount Hope is also the final resting place for other African-American pioneers. Thomas Boyd was Rochester's first black architect. If you look up high on the outer walls of Monroe Community Hospital, you'll see gargoyles designed by him. Many of those interred at Mount Hope earned their living in more humble ways, but their stories are no less compelling. Striving for racial equality was the focus of Jacob Morris's life. He was born a free man in 1808 and helped fugitive slaves escape to freedom in Canada through the Underground Railroad. Morris worked as a barber at a Rochester hotel. His wealthy white clients unwittingly gave him valuable information.
He could hear the gossip as to where the slave hunters were, who was coming in town.
Decades later, in 1903, Solomon Young made a name for himself when he relocated to Rochester from North Carolina, and he had a prestigious address, 900 East Avenue.
Saul Young was the head butler for George Eastman.
Young is believed to be the first African American in Rochester to own a car.
Yeah, it was a convertible.
About 30 years after he started working for the founder of Eastman Kodak, Young became part of Rochester history in a tragic way in 1932.
He was the person who found George Eastman when George Eastman unfortunately committed suicide.
One of the most historic figures buried at Mount Hope has inspired countless people, including a local family that has a connection to him. Jacqueline Sprague Cooper and Catherine Sprague Dexter's great-great-uncle was Nathan Sprague. He was married to Rosetta Douglas, daughter of the famed abolitionist Frederick Douglass. Sprague Dexter said she and her sister had heard about the family history since their childhood, but didn't understand it until they were older.
Then it started hitting us. I mean, almost like a slap in the face. Do you realize the significance of it?
Like Douglas, Nathan and Rosetta Sprague were committed to social justice. Sprague Cooper says if she could talk today to her great-uncle Nathan, she would tell him.
Thank you for the dignity and strength that you had. It's carried on through the generations.
If the Mount Hope stories have one lasting message, that may be it. Carry on. For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.